Greetings and hello and welcome to the Beyond Earth show. I'm your host, Ray Trujillo, and it is such a pleasure and always such an honor and a privilege to be with here today with you. And for today's transmission, it's September 7th, 2024, and we are in Virgo season. So happy birthday to all of you Virgos out there. And as always, there's so much shifting and changing as the quickening is here with the fourth turning. We are in biblical times, and that can be seen and perceived as possibly an understatement. Yet there is so much to gain when we're confronted with discord and chaos and dysfunction in the external realm, as within our internal aspects of ourselves individually. And when we seek within and we look at the elements and the pieces and the layers of our historical timeline here on planet Earth, and we can also speak of our timelines on other planets or other incarnations, if you believe in that. And if you don't, that's fine. This show is also for everyone. I just wanted to make a little remark, just in case someone is new, that this show is for all walks of life and that all paths lead to the supernatural power of love and wisdom and unity. So that is the true mission, that if we're aligned with the Christ consciousness or the Buddha consciousness, essentially there's one universal language of love and one universal language of that we are here to really learn and to ascertain and to help and exponentially share what we've learned through our missteps, our mistakes, through our gains and our losses, and our fortunes and misfortunes. Everything that has a yes and a no factor, a dark and a light factor, that as above and what is below, as within and as without, the yin and the yang. And so when we have darkness, we have light. And when we have the light, we also have the shadow. And so when we operate from a higher spectrum of our innate self, and if we utilize and apply our cerebral energy to the greatest of our ability in that present moment to propel into that self-actualization, then we are in that purpose. We are in a purpose-driven life. We are in a purposeful resonation of our soul's purveyance, the acceleration of our spirit, our intellect, our memories, our epigenetic memories, our ancestral codes, our light codes, and everything that we are comprised of. And every one of us, all of you listening, and if you listen later on a rebroadcast, there's so much potential within each and every one of you. Regardless of what has happened yesterday or yesteryear or a decade ago, regardless of how old you are, how young you are, whatever you've been through, there's always a moment to seek for that redemption and to go after what you really want. Today is the beginning of the rest of your life. Every day is a new opportunity to make it better, no matter what happened up until this moment. That redemption for the self, whatever that may be for yourself, your perception, your interpretation of it, that's paramount. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks of you. Everyone else's opinion is not your business, and that applies vice versa. So it's your business what your opinion of yourself is. That is the most imperative to apply and to work within. And when we seek that, when we are literally the masters of our own universe, think Shira He-Man, right? But if we go into that place of that, yes, we have an all-loving God, right? The universal consciousness, the true architect, however that we correspond with, we essentially are the masters of our universe. And so, if we go into the text of that, yes, God has given us the gift of free will. We do have free will. And even if there's an incarnation in which it feels like this doesn't feel like free will, there's a certain attribute of that free will that you can apply within, because it's all in the mind. It's in the custody of the mind. It's in having that foresight of how would I like to perceive myself today? I've had a tremendous, stressful, injurious, overwhelming, let's say, decade. Let's just go there. And now I'm just tired of it. Enough is enough. I feel imprisoned by the external elements, by my family, by my colleagues, by my friends. I feel so ostracized. But then, by one's own admission, though, what truly is the reality here? And then we look deeper into the illusion that really, do all those people, do they really matter? And if so, on a scale of how much grand significance each individual means to ourselves. And we can have so many that we herald and we regard with such this beautiful reverence and gratitude that they understand us, that they love us unconditionally. And then we have those that have lost their privileges to be in our sacred circle, to really embody what a friendship entails, what a true member of family, blood or non-blood. Family can be soul tribes, family can be sacred contracts, family can constitute so much, because you may see that through time and time, one of the most horrific of all, but one of the most common conflicts is family conflicts, internal family conflicts. And you would think that if we're from the same cloth, the same brethren, the same bloodline, that we would have this attitudinal adjustment to just love one another so unconditionally. Family is family. It's not always the case, correct? And if you're so blessed that your family is in such a beautiful fabric and framework that has been unmarred, then God bless you. That's beautiful. But it is not always the case. So much of the case is that it's the contrary of that. And that's caused a lot of cataclysmic and discordant type of feelings and energy that is so unfortunate. And that is the betrayal that hurts the most, because when one confronts life with open eyes, open ears, and an open heart, but they might have that discernment and that keen awareness that perhaps not everyone is going to love me, perhaps not everyone is going to accept me or honor me, perhaps I may encounter judgment. And there's also the sub categories of what exactly you're doing and how you live your life. But let's just say, in a very normal realm, what might be within the lines of the edges, right? Let's just start with that. And so, when you sense that there are those that have fakery and there's the facade and they're being fake nice, quote unquote, right? That's something I commonly hear from fellow people, that they share with me what their insults are and what they interpret that, oh, my family or my colleagues, they were fake nice to me. But they expected that, right? They expected, they anticipated that, they knew that they'd be stabbed in the back. They knew it. But what's even more tragic, though, that's in a departure from that awareness of being stabbed in the back, that just like Jesus knew, you will betray me three times to Judas, right? Jesus knew. Yet, when we go into the principle of ourself in this modern day, what is the most injurious? When we're stabbed, not only in the back, but when we really have this blind faith in someone, family, colleague, best friend, correct? Spouse, lover, neighbor, that we really held on a high regard, on a high pedestal, and somehow you find out that they stabbed you in the heart. That is the most injurious. And that is something that is happening since the beginning of time, right? But especially, though, in the feelings and right now in the momentum in the world, in the epoch, the time that we're in, that people are truly taking a stand. They've been taking a stand forever, we could say, through the ethos, right through the epochs of time. Yet right now, there's so much a vibration rising. And this is in conjunction with the planetary shifts right now that we're in. So there's a congruency that's occurring with this new moon in Virgo and with the eclipse coming up. We just came out of a retrograde, Mercury retrograde. We're literally coming out of the post shadow phase, right? And we've been in five planets retrograde all at the same time. So many shifts. But those of you who have been in the sensitive, where you felt that you've been betrayed in the heart, this is for all of you, that, or even in the back, however you want. But I'm giving this as a positive reminder to those of you who've been hurt by your boss, your colleague, or your intellectual property was stolen, or whatever it may be, whatever the case may be, or your neighbor stole five of your apples and, you know, you were like, wow, I had five apples and my neighbor stole them, whatever it may be. I'm just giving little brief examples. However, this is really a time to look inward, to really organize your intellect, organize your spirit, put your service that you apply giving outwardly, give it back to yourself for now, just for now, even if it's for an hour, even if it's for 1 minute, even if it's for 30 seconds, consciously align with that feeling. Take some deep, active breaths inward. Inward outflow. Breathe in the love of Jesus Christ. Breathe in rainbows. Breathe in peace, harmony. Breathe in Buddha. Breathe in the Bodhisattva Kuan Yin. Breathe in anything and anyone that you seek. Any entity that is of light and of divine purpose. Allow that. Breathe in your highest self. Align with those frequencies, because we're all electrical bodies. We are sacred beings. We are all spiritual beings. And we are all sacred in all ways. And so it is so imperative to take care of that sacred temple, to take care of that sacred divinity within. The kingdom of heaven is within you, within me, within everyone, within all creatures, right? So the divine inheritance belongs to each and every one of you. You just have to recognize that you are allowed to open the door to receive. You are allowed to open yourself to receive that love and that self-love, that self-nurture. You are allowing yourself to finally take a stand after a decade of tumultuousness, or let's just say even a month or a year, right? This applies to everyone. But apply that practical magic for yourself, where if you've given and given and given your time, your energy, your resources, and you put yourself last. And I know that so many of you, if you're listening to the show, the proclivity, the chances of what your proclivities are, that you're oriented towards seeking the path, being on the path and ascending upward and onward, and your self-actualization process, that you're all light workers, you're all gatekeepers, you're all truth seekers. And more or less, you have deep empathy, more or less that you have a proclivity for not only compassion, but what is synonymous with compassion, what is in the extension of that, and the subcategorical aspects that apply with having a deep sense of awareness and emotional intelligence. And when we have emotional intelligence, and it's comprised with a deep understanding of respect, boundaries, virtue. There's virtue with patience. There's virtue with wisdom. There's also virtue with respect. So respecting our fellow sister, our fellow brother, our fellow neighbor, the stranger that we see at the store, the stranger that we see at the post office, right? Or wherever you may go, the establishment that you may go to. And when you just say hello, how do you do? Even if someone might seem that they're in a bit of a missive mood, well, it doesn't hurt to say hello and just smile at someone. It's contagious. Smiling has advantageous results. Like if you're just in a mood and you just want to sit there and just smile, it's almost as if this shift in your neural pathways occur and there's a sensibility that comes in and you feel like, wow. So when you smile, it does change the world for yourself and for others. Yet I digress. However, what I meant by going back into the Virgo aspect for this particular new moon that we just endured, and also in the reflection of the eclipse and the energy of the eclipse, and that's going to be in Pisces, and I'll get into that in a moment, but we're in Virgo time frame right now, and it's all about organization. And it's about service. It's about really strategizing and executing and going through the execution, following through, and the meticulousness of that. So, if you care for an animal, if you care for another human being, you care for a friend, you care for an elderly person, you care for an injured veteran or a little animal that needs help, if you care for that particular being with all the love in the world. You can also care for yourself with all the love in the world. And so when we go into the embodiment of compassion and also the emotional intelligence, and also with respect to the virtue of that sacred bond and the respect of respect, respecting respect, that we can acknowledge that we're going to make room for our fellow brothers and sisters when they need to go through what they need to go through, when they need to channel their own wisdom and channel their own lessons. And everyone has a right to go through it their own way. So we respect that. Not everyone is going to be textbook therapy 101 and handle a certain crisis a certain way. Not everyone is going to respond to a trauma the same way. Not everyone is going to respond to grievance the same way. Everyone has a right to respectively endure and process in their own way. And that is the supernatural power of unconditional love, unconditional family, unconditional kindred spirit, unconditional friendship, relationship, and all of the above. Because when you allow yourself to have that grace and you allow yourself to feel that grace within, it's a very beautiful feeling when you're giving yourself compassion, when you can, when you allow that. Because when you give others compassion, it feels good, correct? But you're doing it for them. But when you give it to yourself, it can feel foreign. But it's so important because as we're going through all these shifts and changes, the quickenings here, we're in the twilight zone, we're embarking upon civil war, there's so much happening. We really need to keep our wits about ourselves and to really not shame ourselves because today truly is, like I said earlier, today is the beginning of the rest of our lives. So whatever happened yesterday, start today. If you fall seven times, guess what? You can get back up eight times. And in the conscious reconditioning, because we're so hardwired at times to be hard on ourselves, and when we're aligned with a negative fear-based separative ego, it can really truly rule us. And we can have the narratives within that seek to destroy us, that seek to, let's say, it's almost like we have a coup against ourselves, right? It's like our mind, spirit, our intellect just starts to say, wait a second, things are going a certain way. Let's create this notion because it's just too good to be true. There's no way that this could possibly be happening for me. And then we self-destruct, we can self-sabotage, right? Especially if we've been defeated by others in the past, especially if we've endured some injury in the past, right? So, in our own historical account, how do we release the fear-based negative separative ego. How do we endure even that principle of introspection? How do we have the courage to face that? Well, the first step is acknowledgement. The first step is also acknowledgement with compassion, baby steps. And what a perfect, opportune, auspicious time right now to really consider to find comfort in yourself in the moment and really go into the gratitude of your existence, no matter what's happened. That when you're going to transcend, because it's always very, let's say, comforting, yes, to be in the mundane or to be in the shadows or to be under the radar. No one's going to see me. I'm going to hide out a little while. That's fine. Totally fine. There's a comfort there. But when you embrace the wisdom of yourself and the wisdom that you can permeate in the world, and especially during a new moon time, an eclipse, wow, radical energy shifts. So you can feel like you're part of the wave. You can feel like you're part of that tidal wave, that beautiful wave. And it just, you cleanse yourself, you cleanse the previous energies that have suppressed you, that have oppressed you, that have taken you down. It's okay to release them now. So giving yourself permission to receive, giving yourself permission to release, giving yourself permission to have an attitudinal adjustment that is in accordance with right thought action, right? So in a sense, always think right thought action, attitudinal adjustment, right. And so when you go into that aspect and you look at the psycho-spiritual elements, you look at the societal elements, and you look at the familial elements, there's so much to discuss with that. You'll find, though, that your manifestation application starts to become more fruitful. That your manifestation, your prayers, what you're affirming, what you're chanting for, that it essentially becomes more tangible. Because the more that you release the negative fear-based separative ego, the more that you release all of those oppressive and corrosive thoughts from the past or the recent past, from anyone out there who's no, their opinion does not matter, right? Remember that. Their opinion, their judgment, their assumption doesn't matter. It's your opinion of yourself that matters. So why not raise that vibration and take it up another notch each day, each week? And in gargantuan strides at some point, because you'll realize that it's ready for liftoff. It's ready for launch to the stars, to the moon, to beyond, correct? So when you go into that place of when you think something, if someone compliments you and you were badgered your whole life, let's say you were abused by someone verbally and judged, right? Think of Cinderella. Think of Cinderella and her evil stepmother, right? And so in the stepsisters, I think Anastasia, I can't remember their names, but she kept going on and she would go along her business. But think of that as a man, as a woman in this day and age. And if you've gone through that verbal abuse, the judgment of, let's say you wanted to wear a rainbow tutu, right? Or you wanted to wear all black and be goth, or you wanted to dress like a punk rocker, or you wanted to just wear all white all day, but someone was judging you. I'm just giving simple examples. And it could either do one of two things, and then also subcategorically other damages. But if you don't have the fortitude and the strength to recognize that that is just someone's opinion, even if that's my mother, my father, my stepmother, my stepbrother, my foster parent, or my lover, or my best friend, or my teacher, whatever it may be, okay? And you say, actually, no, I want to look like this style. This is my embodiment. This is my identity. This what is what makes me feel intrinsically good about myself. And I have the right to be a punk rocker today. A Chopette tomorrow. I could be a goth girl tomorrow or a goth boy tomorrow, and then I could go be completely, dressed like I'm an in a white tailored suit. It doesn't matter. But you see, you have the freedom to choose whatever your attire is. But many of us have been abused in our life to a degree. This is part of life where there's different layers of abuse, different aspects of abuse. But when you feel like you've been judged, attacked, or even spiritually abused or t exploited, right? It's not just about the clothes, right? And we can get into the emperor's new clothes and all that. But I'm speaking of metaphorically that when you express that there's something that is very meaningful for you to do, even in that moment, and someone wants to detract it and take it away from you, we only let them take it away if we give them the power, if we relinquish our power of self, the custody of ourself. So if we take a stand, even if it was 20 years ago, even if you wanted to be Batman when you were six, and someone said, "Oh my gosh, you're never Batman. Like, you're so silly for being Batman." And you're a little boy and you wanted to be Batman, right? Or you're a little girl and you wanted to be She-Ra, okay? Well, guess what? Today, your inner child, you can be that Batman that you never got to be when you were six. And today, in your inner child, you can be the She-Ra that you never got to be, if you so choose to. And that's the gift, is that if you so choose to do so, then that belongs inherently to you. And so we have learned behavior. We also have our environmental exposure. And we have either a support system that is very fluid and very beautiful, or we have suppression, right? And we have restriction. And within measure, if it's within safe measure, right? What doesn't cause bodily harm and injury. But when it's the expression of just being yourself. So that's one definite key point to bring up, because that is the catalyst for everything else. Because if we stand down when someone judges us for being Batman or She-Ra, and the next Halloween when we're seven and we don't say, "Hey, by the way, this year I'm gonna be Batman and Robin," right? And for a girl, like, "I'm going to be She-Ra and Catra at the same time," or whatever, right? So it's more like, "I'll never wear a Batman costume again. I'm never going to wear a She-Ra costume again because so and so made fun of me. So and so attacked me in my intellect, in my expression." And that's freedom of expression. And then it suppresses. So what happens the next year? Oh, we decide to decline on Halloween. We swear it off for the rest of eternity. You see what I mean by this analogy? Where we hear a judgment, we hear an attack, we hear and receive an abuse in some form that is of the spiritual and the intellectual abuse, the emotional abuse, that has far deeper consequences. I'm just giving very simple, very, very, very simple examples of the subsets of those types of attacks, judgment, and those abuses and exploitations. But you see how, if we don't know how to stand up, and chances are when you're that small, when that you're that young, there's an inherent learned behavior that we either are taught or given room or permission to do something, or we're restricted, or we feel bad for speaking up. And so throughout time, if we're a light worker, you're empathic. You never want to hurt people's feelings. But guess what? You're hurting your feelings yourself when you continue to let those expressions that aren't aligned with your free spirit expression to, I would say, where you succumb to that restriction that shouldn't have been there in the first place. But I'm here to share with you because this is something that right now is a strong highlight, where when you go into the defensiveness of your own simplicity, when you can defend your right for the simplicity, the mundane, and also reaching for the stars. And so that when you feel something that is of a, let's say, encouraging energy, and you feel like this is my time, that I really want to just break through. I want to come out of the black and into the blue. I want to transcend this lower vibrational frequency that I never wanted to subject myself to in the first place. But it felt safer to be here because I was taught that perhaps I should stay under the radar, right? But what happens when you shine and you transcend and you show the world that you are unlimited, that you are multifaceted, that you have exponentially divine gifts, intellectual gifts, creative gifts, gifts that contribute to the world, gifts that contribute to humanity. And whether our gifts are in labor and our gifts are in engineering and our gifts are in infrastructure, we all contribute to the world in our own way. We maintain the world. We all have our roles. And all of us have multiple roles. And if we actually stop to think about it, my goodness, I guarantee each and every one of you has multi roles. Give yourself credit. Stop to give yourself an applause. Stop and give yourself a bravo, brava, because job well done. Living here on planet Earth is not always a walk in the park. It is a school of life. It is where we learn and we share and we truly make progress, and where we go through lessons. And one could say that, and disagree with this, but there's much that could agree with this, but that we chose our lifetimes here, right? That we chose to come here during this particular time to be exactly who you are, to be exactly in the body in which you are, that you chose your family, that you chose your friends, you chose your lovers, you chose your professions, right? And that you chose that. And I do believe that we do have choice, that we have the free will. And I do believe that it extends in that. But if we look at the soul contracts, much makes sense. And sometimes it could feel so abstract and incongruent. How can this make sense? Why would I have chosen a family member that would do such a heinous crime unto me? Correct? And we could go there too. But there's always something that is beyond our realm of assertion, beyond our realm of comprehension. Yet, when we look within at our own individual self, our own soul contract with ourself, well, in this life, I want to be a free spirit. I want to embark on all the spiritual journeys that I possibly can. I want to contribute to the world. I want to be a contributing member of society in the most spiritual way, regardless of what my profession is. I will be a pillar of light wherever I go. And most likely that is the case. And you may just have forgotten that. There's a certain amnesia that comes upon us when we incarnate. And perhaps those that don't believe in incarnation, that's fine. We can just speak to this fact of this particular life, this particular experience, this particular birth. Yet, because I speak of rebirth so often, I'm going to continue with the rebirth path. And when we really look at finding that comfort in ourselves, where we seek ourselves and we're really straightforward with ourselves, where we go through and we recognize, well, which poison should I drink? We can overcomplicate ourselves with unnecessary memories, with unnecessary echo chambers of what other people have said to us in the past. And the reason I speak of this a lot today for this transmission is because this is, we're all in the quickening right now. And this is a really auspicious time for everyone who's ever been through something that is so hard to let go. And if you can seek, your own spiritual therapist, a trusted and certified counselor, therapist, whatever it is that works for you, go for it. And if you need to work on yourself and you are finding that, wow, I feel this strong inclination to journal or to pray or to do whatever it takes on my side or your side to really implement and incorporate a healing modality for yourself, that's how you're feeling the call. Because your soul is ready, your mind is ready, your heart is ready, and your spirit. So, mind, body, spirit, the sacred temple, the trinity of yourself. And so, when the Holy Spirit comes through you, when the Christ consciousness comes through you, the Bodhisattva energy, the Buddha energy comes through, the angelic realm energy, and we can talk about star seeds, and we can talk about the Pleiadians and the Lemurians and ancient Atlanteans and Sirius B. I mean, we could go on and on, planet Lyra. There is so much that points us that we're not alone. We're never truly alone. So your appointed guardian angel, your ancestors, your spirit guides, God Almighty, Jesus Christ, Buddha, your great uncle, Henry, right? Your great grandmother, whatever it may be, or your beloved animal, your beloved animals, right? We're never alone. We're never ever alone. We are energy. We are energetic beings. We are energetic bodies. And this is a multidimensional universe that is beyond our comprehension. And so just imagine the infiniteness, right? And the frequencies in which we exist, and that we're emotional bodies in physical bodies and spiritual bodies, but we're here to commune with one another during this particular lifetime. And right now, just give yourself love. Just let yourself embrace your value in the most simplistic way and also in the most exponential way, where if you, because sometimes if we can feel overwhelmed when we hear so much, right? Sometimes we can really shut down, we can short circuit, it can almost be too much. But if your bandwidth is ever increasing, and then you're just thirsty, you're quenched for more, you're famished for more, right? And your bandwidth is ever increasing, and you're just like, wow, I just want to soak it all up. I just want to embrace as much as I can. Well, this is a perfect time for you. And if you can only take some in certain spurs and spurts and bits, and that's fine too, right? But remember that you can simplify everything. You can dial it down, you can dim it down, you can raise it up at your disposal, at your preference. What is most comfortable for you? What is most respective for you? Because to qualify yourself, sometimes we can be so tragic with our own needs, right? And we may qualify that someone else's needs are far more greater than yours or myself's. But if we can really go into a realistic application and simplify that approach to the self-love, to the self-care, to the self-invocation to receive, then that's true freedom. And during this particular time frame where we reassess what freedom means to ourselves, the sovereignty of ourselves, our autonomy to be unapologetically you, to be unapologetically me, where we can have different beliefs, different backgrounds, different cultures, different walks of life, but our common goal is love, self-respect, unity, justice for all. And to be a contributing member of this universe in this incarnation, to respect our sentient beings, to respect all walks of life, to respect each other, thereby respecting ourselves. And I know that my words may feel at times like a strong, there's a dichotomy here because we are in spiritual warfare. So these words that I express, that many of you may hear similar words from your own consciousness, and there's others out there that are speaking the path of peace and harmony and love, right? Well, it's time to raise up more of that vibration because we are in spiritual discord. We are in such discord and chaos that this is why it's imperative that I speak of these things today, because if you can go through your personal inner self and really aspire to, like, if you say to yourself, well, I'm going to just quote this, that I'm here to go about my Father's business. What would you have me do? What would you have me say? What would you have me, you know, who would you have me help? In the words of Jesus, right? I'm here to go about my Father's business. Well, how do you go about your business for you and for the universe, right? And how do you transcend the darkness that loves to inflict pain and torture upon the innocent souls that seek such a peaceful existence for all? And so the more that we rise up our love frequency, the more that we rise up our Christo consciousness, the more that we rise up our Buddhist consciousness, the more that we rise up our transcendental experiential type of, I would say, the outreach, where telepathically we're sending out the codes, we're sending out the, in the ethers, we're sending it out right there in the ethers, like right there. We're thinking of someone far away in Australia or Africa or China or Germany or, you know, right there next to our neighbor. We're just thinking of an animal out there. We're thinking of a beautiful shark in the ocean. We're thinking about a giraffe. We're thinking about a lion in the Serengeti. We're thinking about the existence, the trees and the redwoods, and they're not even here. We're thinking about the cypress trees, right? We're thinking about anything and everything that is of consciousness and the sentient beings. We're all connected. So when we have this electrochemical response in our microtubule, we have these intense magical abilities that we have suppressed because of society, or also because of our epigenetic memories of being persecuted and burned at the stake, for being placed upon the cross, for being crucified, for being in whichever format, for being burned alive, for being executed, right? When we are suppressing our light and our positivity and our prayerful accounts, our magical accounts of beautiful, pure magic, which is the prayer, well, that is when the darkness wins. So this is a time to really amplify your prayer, amplify your inner work, amplify your peace, amplify your harmony, amplify all that, because it is exponentially yours and it belongs to you and it belongs to this world and this realm and all of those sentient beings, from little spiders to the bumblebees to the ants to the butterflies, the cocoon, the chrysalis, to the ladybugs, to all creatures and the photons and the chlorophyll and the plants. And if we feel the sacredness when we look at the sacred geometry, if we look at the God's framework, right? God's framework in perfect symmetry. Everything coexists. Everything has an ecosystem to it. And everything has a symbiosis where one helps another, right? And then we could go into the chain of command and then we could speak of so many things, but we're all here though with our personal identity and to have our small goals, our middle goals, and our gargantuan goals. And it's truly a great moment to really reflect in this and find comfort in that as well. And also to utilize the eclipse energy for casting out the old. And like when the earth casts the shadow over the moon and it dims, right? And then sometimes depending on where you're at in the world, you can see a red hue over the moon. Wow, isn't that beautiful? But it's typically dependent upon dust and the atmospheric levels at the time. But when you think of it in the metaphorical way, right, in the metaphysical application, it's truly the most auspicious time to really, really, really visualize what your goals are, what you'd like to release, what no longer serves you, shedding your skin, shedding like your skin like a snake has renewal, right? The rebirth. And if you really apply these opportunities for yourself in the metaphysical way, in the psycho-spiritual way, in the psychological way, in the emotional way, in the physical, biological way, whatever, and all of the above, then you can truly see what's heightened, what surfaces up for you, what has the fractal elements that, wow, that's something that's still there. That's something that, my goodness, that's something I really want to work on. And once I get that just cleared, I will feel so much better. Well, let this essential bolt of lightning, this bolt of power come through and work through you, where sometimes it's too much to harness. Sometimes we need a little courage or a little encouragement. And so when you find yourself overwhelmed and there's a moment of upheaval, let's say, especially with the spiritual warfare going on, this is the most prime time, the most opportune time that your core identity and your self-image, your self-care, your health, your mental health, your emotional health, your spiritual health gets a really nice little dose of nurture, you know, sunlight, a little bit of rain, new soil, planting the seeds for your new self. And, you know, really, like I was saying earlier, like coming out of the black and into the blue. And I know that sounds so simple for me, someone that's just expressing, but it is, in essence, the reality that you can come out of the black and go into the blue. You can fall 7 times and get up 8 times. You can make today the first day of the rest of your life. And when you have the battles, right, and there's this ominousness of the shadows, and it's so frightening, right? And sometimes even looking at your own shadows, and that's even more frightening. That's why most people really find a difficulty with looking in their own inner expression, because they're afraid to speak their mind, because they were shut down before, because there wasn't the right support before. And or maybe they weren't comfortable to express themselves at the time, but it's coming up now. So you really want to utilize this new moon energy and this lunar eclipse energy, where you can truly, truly, truly heighten your goals, heighten your introspection, how you see yourself, how you feel, and align yourself with the sun, the moon, the stars, this universe, this beautiful, holy universe, God's creation, the grand architect. And it's inherently within all of us that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience, and then we're also human beings having a spiritual experience. And so I hope that that could contribute to some peace for each and every one of you. And something else that I wanted to take a moment to express and share that is very exciting. So a dear friend of mine, Melissa Russo, she is launching on September 24th, and it is in part of the Next Children's Mindset Masterbook that is in a series that supports parents in teaching mindset skills that support mental fitness and resiliency to their children. And just wait till I tell you the brief summary of this amazing book that is called The Cocoon by Melissa Russo. And I mean, and honestly, this is, I would say that this is not just limited to a children's book. I would say that this is also like a children's book for adults and the inner child in the adult, and vice versa. This is a book for all. It is so beautiful, and oh my goodness, I wish I could share the illustrations, but you will see it because I will give you all the intel on how to seek this. So essentially, the cocoon consists of that it is literally a story about navigating the seasons of life, the friendships that we can lean on, and the inner strength that we discover as life's inevitable obstacles make us stronger. So in the cocoon, a small caterpillar embarks on a journey of transformation and self-discovery. Initially, his world is small and familiar, with each day being the same. However, when unexpected changes arise, Caterpillar finds himself full of fear, seeking safety. He builds a cocoon where he discovers inner peace and strength. With the guidance of his friend, Mr. B, he learns to embrace the wonders beyond his cocoon and emerges as a resilient butterfly, carrying the peace of his cocoon within him. Butterfly moves forward in life with courage and resilience, allowing obstacles to make him stronger. So this story highlights the universal experience of facing change and finding the strength within to grow and thrive. And you can go to www.liveyourradiantlife.com for Melissa Russo and the cocoon. And her Instagram handle is live_your_radiant_life. And I want to thank you all for listening to that, because check it out. It is absolutely phenomenal, and it is uplifting and beautiful, and it's so inspiring. And I believe that it has this beautiful synonymous energy for all of us to really take a moment to step in and just experience that and embrace our inner child and also our inner selves and the cocoon by Melissa Russo. So thank you, all of you. And once again, it's www.liveyourradiantlife.com and Melissa Russo. So I wanted to thank you, all of you, for being here today with me. It's always a privilege and an honor. And I'm your host, Ray Trujillo of the Beyond Earth Show. And I will be back on September 21st, the year 2024. And I'll see you all again. And you'll hear from me all again next time. Thank you. Bye.